بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we were talking about the issue of time as a non-renewable resource. So let me give you a tool to use, and that is what I call my effective time calculation. Now, how you do that is very simple. The total number of hours in the day is 24. That's the only thing which is even in the world. Everybody has 24 hours. It's what you do with those 24 hours which will make a difference. Now, these 24 hours, I want you to think about them. The easiest way to do that is to think about yesterday, or just one day before you do this exercise. And then say that in that day, how many hours did you sleep? How many hours did you take in what I call maintenance time, which is bathing, eating, and so on? And then, if you drive to work, how many hours is that? I want you to total up all this. So out of 24, let's say all of this adds up to 10 hours. Sleep and maintenance time. So now out of 24, 10 is gone, so you've got 14 hours. Now in that 14 hours, thinking about yesterday, I want you to think about what were you doing in those 14 hours and create a what I call a time log, which is every half hour, what were you doing? I want you to write that down. So since it was yesterday, just one day earlier, I hope your memory holds for that. So what were you doing every half hour? Make a note of that. Once you've done that, then think about what your life goal is. If you don't have a life goal, then you must first create for yourself a life goal. What do you want to be remembered for? That's a good way of thinking about a life goal. So, what is that life goal? And then, once you have that life goal, then you look at this 14 hours that you spent, and you have this time log of every half hour what you were doing. And then say, how much of that time did I spend in working towards my life goal? Now, you might find in this 14 hours time log that you were making every half hour that some of the half hour slots are blank because you can't remember what you were doing. Leave them blank, it doesn't matter, leave them blank, because they are a reminder for you about how you are using your time. Imagine half an hour of your life, maybe 1 hour of your life, maybe more, was passed, you spent it, and you don't even know what you did in it. Now, as I told you, time is a non-renewable resource. So you spend that time and you do not even know on what. Now, what kind of management of time do you think that is? Then you will find that some of the other slots have things written in them, but those are not things that are leading towards your life goal. Those things are time wasters. So what is a time waster? A time waster is anything that does not contribute towards your life goal. That's it. The simplest definition of a time waster is something that takes time, but it does not contribute towards your life goal. So the obvious question is then, why are you spending it? Because you're spending your time, it's a non-renewable resource, and however, the time that you spent is not getting you anything. That time is not getting you to your life goal. So question is, why are you spending your time in doing that thing, whatever that thing is? And then, of course, you will have some time slots in which you were actually doing something useful, something geared towards your life goal. And of course, alhamdulillah, all part of you. So do this exercise, sit down and make up all this. And then at the end of that whole exercise, you will have this number of hours of time that you spent in pursuit of your life goal. That is what I call your effective time. Effective time. Actual time is 24 hours. Maintenance time is whatever went in sleep and eating and so forth, including commuting, unless you commute by train, by public transport, and you use that time usefully, or maybe even if you drive, maybe you're listening to a sensible podcast or using that time effectively. If you're not doing that, just add that up to your maintenance time. If you are doing it, then put it with your effective time. So your maintenance time, and then you have time wasters, and in time wasters also include all the blank spots, and then eventually you have what is called the effective time, the time that is spent in the achievement of your life goal. So I think with that calculation, then ask yourself a very fundamental and perhaps tough question, which is that the amount of effective time that you have with you on an average day, is this enough to achieve your life goal? Is this enough to achieve your life goal? My brothers and sisters, a life goal is something that you spend the maximum amount of time on. It's not something that you spend the minimum amount of time on. I recall cases where people, when they did the effective time calculation, they ended up with like 1 hour or 2 hours a day spent in pursuit of life goal. Now my question is, what you spend 1 hour on is your hobby, it's not your life goal. So if you are spending only 1 hour on something or 2 hours on something, then you're not going to achieve it. That life goal is never going to happen. Now if that is the case, then how do you think you're going to feel at the end of your life, looking back on your life, and then you say, well, you know, if only I had spent more time on this life goal, I would not be dying with this disappointment. I would have achieved my life goal. And the tragedy is not that you did not achieve your life goal. The tragedy is that you did not achieve it, even though you could have achieved it. You had the time, but you did not spend it in the right place. That is the tragedy. Tragedy is not that you spend too little time. The tragedy is you had a whole lot more, but you didn't use it in the right place. My brothers and sisters, as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the same 24 hours to everybody. The question is, what do we do with those 24 hours? And that is why it's very important to ask yourself this question early enough to be able to do something. Now you might say, well, you know, I'm already 60 years old, 70 years old, it doesn't matter. Even if that is the case, at least what remains of your and my life. And then again, think about this. Whether you are 60 or 70, we don't know how much time we have left. So somebody who is 30, may Allah give you a long and healthy life. But just because you're 30 doesn't mean that you're going to live for another 40 years. No, we don't know that. So it is a good idea to remember what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said with regard to our death, that it can come at any time and that it can and will come very quickly. So we really don't have, even those who think they have a lot of time actually don't have a lot of time. So we need to be clear in our minds and use what time we have in the most effective way possible, so that we don't live with regrets, so that we live with satisfaction that we use the time we had effectively. As I mentioned to you yesterday, and I remind myself and you, that this is not just an academic exercise, it's not just something which is nice to do. This is one of the questions of the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us, what did you do with the time that I gave you? And my submission to you, and my reminder to myself is, we better have something to say. Otherwise, it's going to be embarrassing, to say the least, if we cannot answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we have to say things like, you know, I had the time, but I deliberately wasted it. Now, why would you do that? Why would you put yourself in that situation? My brothers and sisters, today we have complete freedom and complete ability to change that narrative. The question is, are we willing to do that? I sincerely hope so, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and to help us to do that, and to help us to live a life which is pleasing to Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.